Girly Whirlies. Girly Whirlies, happy Christmas. It's Christmas. This is our Christmas episode. This is our sixth episode, and it happens to fall on the Tuesday just after Christmas. So I'm pre-recording this, so it's not Christmas just yet. It's not even Christmas Eve. We're in the run-up, but happy Christmas. When you're listening to this, it'll already be after Christmas Day, and you might be listening in between the Christmas Day and New Year's time, which is such a weird period. So, or you know, you might be listening to this in January when we're New Year, New You, or wherever you're listening. I love you, and thank you so much for listening. I say it every time that I love you so much, and I appreciate you so much. So it's very exciting. I am so festive this year. I've really enjoyed this run up to Christmas. It's been a bit mad, especially obviously because the past few Christmases have been lockdown. Let's not say the L word, because let's not manifest that back into our lives ever again. So this Christmas is wild. I'm sure everyone feels like it's just madness because it's like we're free again, and all the shopping and all the organizing and all the parties. I was sick for a little bit. I was sick in a few episodes ago because I was partying too hard. I got too silly, as I said. So I'm trying to be good this week in the run up to Christmas and not party too. No, I'm such a liar. I was literally hungover 2 days out of this week already, and it's not even the end of the week. So I'm such a big fat liar. But there's so much family to see, you know. I've my brother and his girlfriend home from Australia, so you know, I'm not gonna turn down a bottle of Prosecco with the famalam, and it's just the best time of year. It's my favourite time of year. But I also will never be ignorant of the fact that I know it's not a happy time of year for everybody, and you might be going through loss, heartbreak, just mentally, physically, whatever it is. I love you, and maybe next Christmas will be your Christmas, and this one maybe not. Maybe we just skip over this one. You might just sleep and eat your way through, and January you can start fresh, you can start new. And don't feel the pressure to have to be happy on Christmas. I've had Christmases where I was miserable, heartbroken, just not enjoying life, whatever. So I know what it's like to kind of hate the Christmas festivities because you just want to be in bed and cry, maybe. So this period just after Christmas Day and then before New Year's is bizarre. Nobody knows what day it is, what time it is. I feel like I don't exist during that period of time. It's very strange. So maybe you're on a hike or a walk to get away from the famalam for an hour, and hopefully I'm keeping you company, which makes me so happy, because like I always say, I like to feel like we're on a little sleepover, or you know, I'm there in your ears having a little FaceTime, a little voice note chat. So New Year's, I couldn't even tell you. Myself and Sam might have a little New Year's Eve apartment party, but New Year's is always a lull. Like, it's always a letdown, maybe. It's just so over anticipated. I feel like everyone makes the effort for New Year's to do something because of FOMO, like the fear of missing out. I'd love to actually be going away. I think going away for New Year's is a good idea. My family are going to be celebrating it in Sydney, which is so iconic, because obviously Sydney is one of the best places to be for New Year's. But myself and Madre is to be here, and my Sambe. I don't know. I'll let you know what we do for New Year's. And actually, so our next episode, this is like two Christmas episodes. This one that you're listening to right now is what we're leaving in 2022, just before the new year. And then the first episode of the new year will obviously focus on maybe how we're resetting our January, how we're going to start our year fresh. You know, just a good old new year, new you. Who doesn't love it? I love that. I know people get sick of that shit, but I love a good old start. I love a Monday, love the first of the month. I love a new year. Oh, what day? I love knowing what day of the year the first falls on. Is it a Sunday? Because, yeah, the 1st of Jan is a Sunday. That's quite nice, actually. I like that. So that's starting fresh on a Sunday, and then really you kind of get your shit together that week because you're probably going to be hungover from New Year's Eve. But let me know your plans for New Year's Eve. I love to know, I love to know your Christmas Day plans. I just love this time of year, and I love to know what you're up to. So let me know. I actually just got my nails done, and we went for like a French tip, but like the tip is a white chrome. So a little bit of Hailey Bieber nail is still there, but I didn't want to go full glitter because it's like just before Christmas, whereas these are going to last me 3 weeks. So in 3 weeks time, it's going to be the second week of Jan. So I didn't want them being too Christmassy. So I went for like a subtle, you know, festive but subtle Hailey Bieber vibes. If you don't know what I mean, the Hailey Bieber vibes. It just means like the glazed donut nails, you know, the chrome. They're my favorite. It's kind of all I do anymore, but I love them. They're so cute. So coming to the end of any year, I always like to list out what I'm leaving behind. Obviously, any of the negative stuff or something I found myself hung up on or clinging to that wasn't good for me, it wasn't serving me, all this kind of stuff. So it's what we're leaving behind in 2022. And I put it to my Instagram. I asked you girlies what you were leaving in 2022, and excellent responses. A lot of them the same, a lot of reoccurring. But I think that's what I like to see, because it just means we all get each other here. We're all in the same boat. We're all experiencing the same shit, different day, different year. So we gotta leave all this stuff behind. And it's really like a mental thing for me. Like, it's mentally I'm leaving things behind. So like, or routine wise, I'll start a new routine, which means I'm leaving certain habits behind, or I'll leave, it's mental, it's not really physical things. So we have to talk about them, and it's a good thing for you to sit and list and just think about what are you leaving in 2022 and you don't want to bring it into 2023. This is more of like a, yes, this isn't about like trends or icks or whatever. This is really just our mentality, what we're doing for ourselves and what we're leaving behind, that maybe it's our toxic trait, etc., that we're not being good to ourselves. I know that you can guess what the top one is, or the top two. Very prominent here as I scroll through, very repetitive, because we're obviously all going through the same shit over here, sending all my love. The top two are exes and toxic men. You know, not my words, they're your words, okay? But that's it, it's toxic exes or exes, and there's a lot of just men, and then like toxic men. So that's a given. Like, I always knew that was going to come in. People have said my bad taste in men, shitty men, my ex, toxic boys, immature boys. Just as I scroll, every second one is the exes. Oh, my cheating ex we have here, cheaters. Oh God, girls, we've really been through it all. Every man on Snapchat, you know what? Honestly, in my opinion, get rid of Snapchat, but that's just me. I've talked about that before. I'm just not a Snapchat gal. Someone said my boyfriend. Oh my God, are we leaving the boyfriend? Fuck, girls. I haven't even read them. Like, this is, I'm scrolling through. I actually need to put the phone down because these are, whoa. Oh, someone said defo not my man. So that's cute. We have one gal keeping her man. Me too, babe. Okay, so let's talk about, oh, fuck boys is one. Let's talk about how we're gonna leave the exes and the men behind. I guess they're both a bit different. Exes, you know, I have the whole episode exes and woes as my first episode, so I won't talk too much about it. But for me, the block button has never felt so sweet. When it comes to exes, block, mute, delete the number. Like, I will say this every time, I almost say in every episode, by blocking and unfollowing, and it's giving toxicity, but it's just doing it for you. It's not beefy, it's not causing trouble. It's really just a way of clearing them off your feed. You do not need to see them. You don't need to know what they're up to. You think you need to know what they're up to. You absolutely do not. Like, it's just, start seeing it as it's none of your business. And you maybe listened to last week's episode about comparison, and I saying a lot like, mind your business, and I mean that in a really positive way, is in, why are we obsessed with someone else's life? Why are we obsessed with someone else's like goings on? Why are we obsessed with knowing where they are, if they're out, who they're with? Not your business. Your business is minding you, looking after you, caring for you and you only. Like, you spent a long enough time in that relationship with the ex that you spent all your time on them already. So why are we still doing this? Why are we still doing this? I get so passionate about this, because I just wasted so much of my time and energy obsessing over someone that I'd already given them enough time and energy, and why am I still doing it and they're not even in my life? So block the number or archive the chats. Get rid of them, like, wash them out of your mental, of your space. Like, why are they living in your head rent free? Like, it's just time to get rid of them. And by doing that, it's going cold turkey. Cold turkey is tough, but it works. It's why it's a thing. It's because it works. Going cold turkey and just cutting off the communication. And this is just whatever about some people stay friends with exes, we know this, but I am coming from the point of like a toxic ex. Like, if this ex just doesn't serve you anymore, they're not good to you, they don't care for you, I know some people do stay friends with their ex and they can remain friends with their ex and that's fine. But my advice for exes really just goes out to people that really struggle with the ex and it's not friendly and they're not kind and they only drag you down or they breadcrumb you and they keep you lurking, they keep you hanging around. So it's time to stop focusing on them. It's not about him anymore. It's about you. So that's how we leave the ex behind, is like literally leaving him in 2022. He's not coming into our new mindset in 2023. It's actually not allowed. And I'll get upset if his number is still in your phone. And that's on exes. That's on period. And then for men in general. So obviously there's a few ways of like, can we really avoid men at all costs? Not really. Because if you want to be dating, getting rid of men in general, that's tough. There's not really any getting rid of them. It's about filtering out and like coming to terms with how to know and just run when you can kind of situation. Like if you see a red flag, stop waiting around, like stop lingering, stop thinking you'll change them, just go, exit stage left. Start dating as a real casual. Like, I'm not clinging on to this for dear life. I don't need anyone. This isn't the be all end all. A good man's gonna walk into my life. When he appears, I'll know it. Like, you'll know it. So we gotta filter out the men. Like, so actually write down the characteristics of the past bad men, like the past arsehole men that like let you down, upset you, ghost you, whatever. Because usually there's a common denominator with these men, with who you're going for, who you see, that who you choose. So find the common denominator of your error. It's not a you problem, but it may be your choices are not clear. You got to get clear what you want and knowing what you deserve. Why are we settling, girls? It's 2022, almost 2023. And why are we still settling for what we know we can do better? We know we can do better. We know there's better out there, but we're settling. This is the most insulting thing we can do to ourselves, is settle for someone that isn't even not even at the bar. Not even like the bar is low and you allow that bar to be low. No, you know what? We're leaving the bar in 2022. The bar is up high. The bar is sky high and we're not dealing with any shit anymore from them. So get your standards and set your standards and know how to eliminate them quick and fast. Quick and fast. Like, don't be taking shit. You don't chase, you attract. And that is how we filter out the men. We got to know what we want, know what we deserve. I'm not against dating apps. You do the dating apps, but maybe narrow them down, because maybe that you actually have access to too many men and it's like needle in hay. Like they're only like letting you down in multiples. So maybe narrow it down to one or two good dating apps. Put yourself out there. I will always say put yourself out there. But how we leave the toxic men behind is knowing from day dot whether you're seeing your red flags or not. Like if you know when to stay or run, you know, that's what we got to weigh out here. The next very common one, which I would have assumed, would have expected, is very sad, but it's toxic friends, bad friends, toxic girls, my girl group, someone said, worrying about what my friends think of me, and mainly toxic friends, fake friends, shitty friends.
I didn't catch that.
Oh, Siri. Could you try again? Excuse me. This happens every time. Siri, I wasn't talking to you, but thank you. Goodbye. With toxic friends, it's very difficult because breaking up with friends is so different to breaking up with your partner. Like it's just, to me, not the same thing, because with finding someone and being in a relationship with someone, you both are there for a relationship and the end goal is typically marriage, or it doesn't, well, you don't have to get married, but you know what I mean? It's for life, or it doesn't happen that way. So that's relationship. So the relationship will come to an end for all different reasons. But if someone's just not making you happy anymore, you can say, you're not making me happy anymore and I don't want you in my life anymore, and you break up. And it's very hard, but that's kind of how it goes. With a friend, it's not as common. You don't really get to sit down with a friend and say, you're not making me happy anymore, I want to break up. Usually doesn't go that way. It is so much more than that. Maybe it's in a friend group, so that makes it really awkward. Maybe your family friends, maybe your school friends. It's been a long, long friendship, or whatever it is. It could be a new friendship, but still, friendship breakups are just so different to relationship breakups, because you're with friendships, you just, it's for life or not. But relationships often just don't work out, whereas friendships aren't supposed to not work out. Am I making sense? You just think someone is always going to be your friend, whereas with the partner, well, maybe, God, am I exposing myself again? Maybe in the back of my mind, a relationship, like, someone will let me go, like, maybe I'm not making them happy. Whereas friends, I don't know, Does that make sense? Like, you kind of expect friends to stick around. Like, your friends see you through relationships. Your friends are there for your breakups. So to break up with a friend is just so different, and it's so hard, and it's so sad. In terms of cutting out toxic people and toxic friends, I think where it has to start is if you want it to be saved, communication is everything. And, you know, no one can read your mind. And same for a partnership, same for a relationship. No one can read your mind. Like, you have to communicate. If someone is letting you down, if someone's breaking your heart, they're not being a good friend, they're not there for you, you have to communicate. Then there's the, you communicate, and whether they're going to communicate with you or want to deal with it with you, they want to work through it with you, is another thing. The first thing you do have to do is communicate it. If that's not going to be reciprocated, that's already maybe a sign that the friendship then maybe has cracks in it from a long time ago. Because if both friends wanted to keep the friendship, never wanted to lose each other, you would work it out. So communication is key. If they want to work it out with you, perfect, you can work through it together. If it's not something that your friend, the receiver of the communication, doesn't want to work through it with you, it might come to a point where there's no communication anymore. You kind of ease out of communication. You might have to, you know, see them less, talk to them less. And it's not in a mean way. Like, I never, ever suggest easing someone out with nastiness. Like, that's never the way to go about anything, is with unkind intentions. But if this person isn't serving you anymore, and they drain you and they make you feel like shit and they're not a good friend to you, and you try and communicate it and try to work it out with them and they don't want to, and all you now see is that you need to ease them out of your life, that's how it has to be done, is easing them out. You know, I would never say just cold turkey with a friend, because I just think it's a lot harder than that. I think it's a lot more awkward than that. Like, cold turkey with the relationship is easier because you cut ties, whatever. But friends, you know, you might be in the same group as each other, you'll still see each other. It's a lot harder to go cold turkey with a friend. So when it comes to leaving toxic friends or toxic groups behind, I will always say communicate it. And if it's not communicated back, if it's not wanted to be dealt with or worked through, you can ease them out of your life and kind of not prioritize them as high as you used to, because it's not gaining, you're not gaining from it anymore. They're obviously not gaining from it anymore if they don't want to fix it with you. So that's how we ease out. We ease out of communication. Maybe you won't see them all the time. Maybe you'll just meet them every so often for a coffee. It doesn't have to be sleepovers all the time. Like, it can just kind of wean its way out if the other person doesn't want to work it out with you. And that goes the same for groups. Maybe you want to leave a girl group behind. Maybe it's not a happy girl group. Maybe it's a toxic girl group. It's easing yourself out. You don't have to get cold turkey. Don't just stop talking to everyone, but just wean your way out of, I still have love and kindness, but maybe they're not a priority anymore. And that's okay. You're allowed to set boundaries. You're allowed to focus on you. If someone's not good to you anymore, you're allowed to focus on you, and that's okay. Next up is a lot of the self-doubt, opinions of others, self-criticism, other people's negativity, other people's judgment. Love this, because I'm the same. Like, every year I'll always try, and like, I don't think you ever master not caring what people think of you. I just don't know how you can master that, but there's definitely ways of getting closer to it, and I am so much closer to it than I used to be. Because if I still cared so much about what people think, I probably wouldn't have even started this podcast. And maybe that's why it took me a while to do it, because I actually just had to stop caring. It's so hard to stop caring what people think, but it is something every year I always try and leave behind. And you can never fully leave it behind, because it's also, you know, self-awareness is key, girls. Like, we got to be self-aware, and self-awareness does come with being aware of what others think of you. But, you know, I'd never want to fully not care what others think and not care for other people's opinions, because then, you know, it's important to care about your loved ones' opinions, etc. But what I've learned is to stop letting them stop me. That's where I'm at with it, is, okay, I'm going to care what people think. Everybody is. But am I going to let that stop me? Am I going to let that stop me from starting a podcast? Was I going to let that stop me from doing my YouTube? Was I going to let that stop me from doing Instagram, TikTok? And that's where I got to a point of why I think I even started the whole thing, is because I was slowly starting to not care as much. Or I care, but it wasn't going to stop me. I would care for a minute, a moment, a day. But then you think, well, okay, that's their opinion. Park it over there. They're not my best friend, they're not my boyfriend, they're not my mom. They're the most important opinions to me is my loved ones. So their opinion of me isn't gonna stop me. It's not gonna change my life. It's not gonna change my judgments. I'm still gonna do what I wanna do. I'm still gonna do what I love. I'm gonna follow my bliss, following our bliss, girlies. That's one thing we're doing in 2023, is following our bliss. And we're not letting people's judgments stop us. So it's not really about not caring what people think. It's more so we're not letting it stop us. We're not letting the judgmental bitches stop us. No one's holding us back anymore. Want to get to a point of the only person holding you back is you, and that's where you got to let it go, and no one else is going to hold you back. You need to stop letting other people's opinions of you stop you, because you will live in that box forever if that's how you see it, is someone else's opinion is going to stop you from doing what you want to do and living your own life. So that comes with all the negative talk that from other people and other people's opinions. I can see Siri again. Don't talk back at me. Why does she keep getting triggered? But sorry, that's, yeah, the negativity, all of this, caring so much what people think, we're leaving that behind. That's a big thing. And just slowly working on not getting wound up in it, not letting those thoughts fester in your mind. Let the thought come through like a little cloud and then whoosh, whoosh, blow the little cloud away. You had the thought, you're not ignoring your thoughts, you're feeling your feelings, you're validating your feelings and your thoughts, but then we push them out of our mind because we're not obsessing over what other people think of us, because why? Who is the time? Who's the time? Not you, not me. It's not about anyone else's opinions other than yours. As long as you're happy and your loved ones are happy, that's all that matters. A lot of people said they're leaving their job. They're leaving their toxic job. Someone said to me, I'm quitting my job. And that's thanks to your podcast, which makes me so nervous because I'd never tell someone, yeah, go quit your job. But if your job is making you miserable, I'm the advocate of, yeah, I left a job that made me absolutely miserable. It was one of the best things I ever did. So I'm so excited for you. If you've decided you're going to leave your job and change your career, change your path or whatever it is, so exciting. Just believe in yourself. Do it with gumption. Don't hold yourself back anymore. Don't let the feckers hold you back, because there's nothing like a horrible coworker or a horrible boss or manager or whatever. In your ear every single day of your life. It is absolutely draining. Or even just every single day of your life sitting at a desk that makes you miserable. It's not worth it. It is not worth it. So we are prioritizing mental health. If your job is weighing on your mental health and taking from your mental health, it's time to reevaluate. And maybe it's a change of job. Maybe it's a change of role. Maybe it's leaving the job in general. Whatever it is, I'm so proud of you. And you can do it. Like, believe in yourself. I am the wind beneath your wings. You can do this, and any job, we'll be lucky to have you, and you'll do amazing. And don't let the trauma of maybe your past toxic job let you believe that you're not capable. Because I know a lot of people in jobs, it's performance. It's they don't believe in themselves because maybe you're never appreciated. You're made feel like a fool. You're made feel stupid. You're not ever shown that they value you or your time. So we're going to leave all of that behind. We're leaving all of that in 2022. And that makes me so excited for you. I love it. I love to hear it. A big one for me that I'm leaving behind, and it's another one that I'll always be working on it. And it's a lot of you said it in this as well, is being walked all over. We are leaving that behind. I used to get walked all over. I used to just be too nice, too much of a yes girl, too much of a people pleaser, could never say no. And I'm still a bit like that sometimes. And that's another thing I just want to work on, is I'm not a doormat. I'm not here to be walked all over. I respect myself too much. We all need to respect ourselves too much to be someone's doormat, to be walked all over, to be, you know, talked to, that, you know, we need to be able to stand up for ourselves. I used to never be able to stand up for myself. And I'm finally learning to stand up for myself. And it's not being rude. It's not being a bitch. People will want to tell you that. People will want to tell you standing up. If you're standing up for yourself, they'll just want to call you a bitch immediately. No. Setting boundaries and standing up for yourself and doing it with as much kindness as possible, but boundaries setting where possible, it's so important. And that's a huge thing for me, is I'm leaving behind the doormat. I'm not the doormat. We are not the doormat anymore. We are not having people walk all over us. And that, goodbye. See you later. Sayonara. That is a 2022 thing. 2023 will not see no doormats. Not here. Not from you. Not from me. A lot of messages of people leaving Ireland. Everybody leaves Ireland. Oh my God. A few Australian goers in there. Oh my God, girlies, everyone leaves Ireland, and I'm excited for you. I don't blame you. I understand it. I get it. And I'm so excited for you. My family and my friends that have moved particularly to Australia are obsessed with it, because everyone in Ireland seems to go to Australia and they're all loving it so much. But oh my god, I have the best time. Will you send me pics from the beach if you're in Sydney? Because wow, or just Australia in general, which seems to be where you're going, and I want to see beach pics. Thank you. What I'm also hoping that I'm leaving behind is my post pill skin. Like, I just hope that stays in 2022. Came off the pill and got the coil by 3-4 months ago now, and it's just, oh, like, the coil's been great. Periods, I'm leaving periods behind. Like, I don't get periods anymore. Like, I don't bleed anymore, which is great, but like, my skin will have a mare, or I'll get little cramps. But I'm actually very lucky with the coil and the periods. They're doing great. So we're keeping you, we'll keep the coil. That's Colleen the coil. We love and appreciate her. I will do a full episode about her though, because that experience getting Colleen put in was traumatizing. Sorry, I call her Colleen, that's just my own name for her, but she's actually the Marina. I know there's one called Kayleen and all that, but Colleen is my gal. She's inside me and she's thriving. But with Colleen inside and being off the pill, I'm very oily. I've become very oily, and I don't know if that's a combination of Colleen and no pill, because people do say that the coil made them oily. And obviously just coming off the pill, you know, your skin is good on the pill because what is it? Like, your body kind of thinks you're pregnant, or I don't really understand it. But anyway, it's the hormones, whatever. So I just didn't even realize how lucky I was with my skin on the pill. And now that I've come off it, it's just a struggle. Like I've been saying, I get facials done. I love them so much and they always make me feel better. But then like a hormonal breakout will happen. Or right now, my perioral dermatitis is having a mare. Hailey Bieber has perioral dermatitis, guys. Hailey Bieber has it, so that makes me feel better. But mine, mine's just been bad. It's in a bad way. So I'm hoping to leave perioral dermatitis in 2022. That would be stunning. But it's fine. Like Kim, there's people dying. It literally does not matter. It's just one thing I would love to just fall in love again with my skin, because it's just, she's been a rocky road and I've always just been a bit anal about my skin, which is so annoying. That's actually what I need to leave behind. I just need to accept my skin. Skin is skin. Because when my friend would be like, oh my god, my skin, I'm like, shut the fuck up, your skin is perfect. Like, what? Whereas when it's your own skin, you just feel like, oh my god, my skin. So yeah, I actually just need to accept it. Like, it's just skin. Skin is skin. We'll accept it, move on. Leave the skin hatred in 2022. Actually, that's what needs to be left behind. My skin just needs to live its life, do its thing, purge out of its 6 month post pill. Because apparently it's the 6 months, that the first 6 months of coming off the pill is when it has a mare, and that's where we're at right now, and I just have to accept it. Acceptance. I'm trying to think of trends, any trends that I want to leave in 2022. In 2022, I kind of tried to stop doing trends as much, like stop shopping as trends as much as I used to. One thing I let go of and have left behind was Nike Jordans. They just weren't me, but I just bought them. I bought like a few pairs last year just because they were trending. And I just thought, no, they're actually not me. Like, I'm actually not really a runner kind of gal. Even my New Balance, if you watch my YouTube, it took me like a year to wear my New Balance. And then I wore them in Rome. And they were super cute. But like, I think I own like those one New Balance. And then like just my little gym runners. I'm just not much of a runner. So sorry, I say runner. Am I such a loser for saying runner? But I feel like that's the Irish word, like trainer, sneaker. But yeah, I Nike Jordans, no, I left them behind. Did they just go back out of trend? I don't really know. But I just, yeah. Well, actually no, because they're so hard to get. Because I know I was looking for a pair for Sam, because Sam loves them. But they've been so hard to get, particularly in his size as well. But I don't know, when I would have got them last year, they were really hard to get. And then I kind of only liked them for a few months and was like, no, these just aren't me. Like, I've never been a runner. I've never been an Air Force. I've never been a runner. It's just, I don't know. Is it because I'm short and like, I like a chunk. I think I just like a chunk. I don't really know, to be honest. Ballet flats is something I never got into. I said this on my YouTube. Ballet flats was something I'm too small for ballet flats. I'm too close to the ground. I need to be separated from the ground. Ballet flats were not coming around for me in 2022. So I guess I never had them. So I'm not leaving them in 2022. But I don't know about other trends. Like, I think that's kind of it. I feel like my wardrobe has just been more of a capsule, like staple wardrobe recently, rather than the trendy stuff, which just makes life so much easier because you'll always have an outfit to wear because it's not going in and out of style. Like, you'll always have your nice pair of jeans, your nice tank top or your nice long sleeve top, your cute trench coat, your cute handbag. Like, that's just a good go-to outfit. So there's not really, I don't think there's many trends. Will you let me know what trends you're leaving behind? Actually, I should have done a box for that. Maybe we'll do a box for that and I can do it in our next episode. What trends we're leaving behind? What do you not want to see in 2023? What are we sick of? That'll be fun because I do love to know what people can't stand in the trends because, you know, it's a bit of fun. We love people's opinions, but we don't let people's opinions stop us. You know, it doesn't matter if someone else doesn't like your shoes. You go wear those shoes. Other people's opinions aren't going to stop us anymore. That's a huge thing that I hope we've learned today. So girlies, I'm going to love you and leave you. I love and adore you and do sit down and reflect on what you're going to leave behind. You can always DM me and let me know what you're going to leave behind. And I will catch you next week and it'll be kind of a fresh start to the new year vibes. And maybe we're starting our hot girl walks in January. So I'll be there in your ears and I love you so much. Always DM me in the meantime. I love hearing from you and I love and adore you and have the best time ever, whatever time it is you're listening to right now. It might be the Christmas week, it might be afterwards, whatever. Whatever it is, I hope you're loving yourself and loving your new 2023 plans and I'll chat to you next week. I love you. Bye.